to survive daily life. When I went down to the cellar with my dirty clothes, I forgot that I had put a handful of ideas in the back pocket of my pants for safekeeping. And when I took the clean clothes out of the washing machine, I discovered them scattered on bits of paper, totally illegible. From that moment on, the soul of things whispers that I'm crazy, because I pray in reverse to a God who no longer exists, and stigmata appear on my hands, and strangers come to see me and stay with me at night. My words were drowned in soapy water, and I couldn't find a trace of them in my head. The letters that sprang forth from my fingers, that I wrote on the papers that I stored in my pocket, were my address, my name, the title of a book, the languages I speak, the things I never say. They were magic formulas to survive daily life. How to open the mailbox and say good morning. How not to open the door for the seducer who is never reflected in mirrors. Everything I'd write down were little hints that I followed to put the pieces of my body back together so I wouldn't be mistaken and know who I am without having to think about it twice.